is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The memorial for murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk brought an overflow crowd of mourners to State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Look at all these people that came for one man. That speaks a lot for who he really was.
Speakers included the president and Kirk's widow, correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
During an emotional tribute, Erica Kirk told thousands of mourners she forgives the man accused of killing her husband, conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love.
Moments later, President Trump took the stage and sounded a different note.
That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent, and I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry.
In his remarks, the president praised Charlie Kirk.
He's a martyr now for American freedom.
The president promised a major announcement about autism today. The Washington Post reports the White House will tie it to pregnant women who take Tylenol, though doctors groups say there's no evidence of that. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
We reached out to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and this is what they told us. They said there is no clear evidence that proves a direct relationship between the prudent use of acetaminophen during pregnancy and fetal developmental issues.
Britain, Australia, Canada, and Portugal have just joined the growing list of countries formally recognizing a Palestinian state. France has also pledged to vote for recognition at the UN General Assembly this week. President Emmanuel Macron tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Recognizing a Palestinian state today is the only way to provide a political solution to a situation which has to stop.
Google faces a fresh court battle in Alexandria, Virginia this morning after a previous ruling finding the tech giant abused its monopoly by using online tools to take control over advertising technology. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The Department of Justice wants more extreme measures, such as requiring Google to dismantle its ad tech business approach and forcing divestitures. But Google wants less extreme remedies.
A dramatic finish to one of the weekend's most anticipated showdowns in the NFL on Fox.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again!
Jordan Davis block in the final seconds helped the Super Bowl champ Eagles beat the Rams, leaving Philly undefeated. Chiefs scored their first win of the season with a 22-9 victory over the Giants. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a data boom brewing in southeastern Wisconsin. Microsoft's in the final stages of building what it calls the most powerful AI data center in Mount Pleasant. That's a $7 billion project announced last week that will house three giant buildings and employ hundreds of workers. But that is just a start. Microsoft is also continuing plans for a data center in Kenosha on land near I-94 and 142. In Caledonia, an unknown operator has been trying to build a data center there on land near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Someone that shouldn't have had a gun is charged in a Racine shooting last week. A criminal complaint says 52-year-old Renard Vincent Riley is accused of attempted homicide after a man was hit by gunfire last Thursday. Police say Riley fired a rifle at close range during an argument near 12th and Schiller. The victim was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries but is expected to survive. Riley is also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, obstructing police, and bail jumping. And single-game playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. After clinching the NL Central Division yesterday, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch went up for sale yesterday online and at the team store. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes, how football works. I just think towards the end of the game, they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go, because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight, a mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I bought a box of animal crackers. It said, do not eat if seal is broken. I open it up. Sure enough. The giraffe was fine. Now, what I don't get are these people, instead of buying like a 4-pack or an 8-pack of toilet paper, they buy the single individual roll. Are you trying to quit?
Eagles covering the Chuck Berry hit, rock and roll music, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 610. I'm Don Rosen. Looking for sunshine today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Showers and thunder bumpers possible tonight. Low 63. More showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow again. Highs near 73. Right now, clear in 62 degrees here at Radio Park. And guess what starts today? Today's the first day of it. Our multi-state text-to-win contest starts today. It's back on WRJN, your chance to go for the green and gold. Win daily cash and jewelry prizes. Every day we're giving away cash and jewelry. Go for the grand prize, too, of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. Now, you'll need to download the Civic Media app. It's free. It's really easy. Go to the App Store, wherever you get your apps, and download the Civic Media app. And then you'll look for WRJN, or see our call letters there. Click on it, and there's a text thing there. And you're going to text the keyword I give to you. I don't know what it is yet. They don't tell me till 7 o'clock. So I will know the keyword at 7. I'll give it to you, and you can text it to us, and you'll be in the running for not only the cash and jewelry, but also those Green Bay Packer tickets. Whoa. Yeah, the green and gold. All right. Green and gold is sponsored by Royal Construction Building Dreams Together and Vessel Services Roofing Repairs and Replacements that restore peace of mind. Yeah, multi-state text to win contest kicks off this morning. 7:06. We'll give you the keyword right here at WRJN. But first, you know what today is. Ba-da. And the pop is Monday, Monday, local news, timeless hits, WRGN. So excited, giving away the cash and the jewelry today. $200 cash and jewelry. Whoa. I love giving away stuff. As long as, you know, it's not mine. It's the company's money. But I love giving away. Listen, 7:06 this morning, we're going to give you that keyword. Download the Civic Media app now from wherever you get your apps, the App Store. Get the app on there and then click on WRJN and get ready to text at the bottom the keyword I give you at 7:06 this morning. And you'll be in the running for the cash and jewelry. And, of course, the Green Bay Packer tickets that we'll be giving away. Take on Minnesota, Green Bay and Minnesota. That should be fun. Hey, it's 6:15, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Today, I guess it just landed, right? The iPhone 17. But if you're hoping your iPhone 12 with the cracked screen will last another year, you're not alone. Almost 90% of Americans think it's overpriced. The cheapest iPhone 17 is $800. That's the one with no frills on it. The Pro Max with 2 terabytes of storage, run you $2,000. But, you know, I got to say something. Phones are important these days. A lot of people can't live without their phone. I need my phone every day. I don't use it to make calls, though. I use it like a mini laptop.
My father looked at me one day, said, "Son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. And there's one important thing every boy should know, and that is girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why some have eyes of blue. That's why some stand 5'2", 'cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. Then you'll find you'll wonder, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you find, those doubts will fill your head. But think real hard and you might recall what your old dad said. He said that girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why you watch him walk down the street. That's why the kisses taste awful sweet. 'Cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. Then you'll meet that special girl who'll sweep you off of your feet. Say you love her, but you'll find it hard to speak. This is a time when you'll find it's better left unsaid. Just tell her like I told your mom with a kiss instead. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why you watch him walk down the street. That's why their kisses taste awful sweet. 'Cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love.
It's Eddie Hodges, Girls, Girls, Girls Made to Love. Eddie Hodges, remember, I just saw him on a Dick Van Dyke episode the other day. He was in movies and so forth. Had a great little career when he was younger. I don't know what he does today. But he had a couple of hit songs. Hey, good morning. It's 6:18. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 75. Clear 62 degrees right now at Radio Park. Well, this year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists are here. You've been waiting for this, right? Yeah, this is like the Academy Awards of toys. The board games Battleship, Catan, I never heard of that one, and Trivial Pursuit. Also Connect Four, Cornhole, Furbies, the Scooter, Slime, Snow. And I think they're talking about the snow that falls during the winter. The Spirograph and a Star Wars lightsaber, and also Tickle Me Elbow are the nominees this year. If you want to know who's going to win and be inducted, you got to wait till November. But I'll let you know in November, okay? Hey, coming up right now, it's Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift seems to be getting the hang of this showbiz thing. Variety reports that the pop sensation will hit the big screen again in October. Swift will release an 89-minute release party video that will play in theaters starting October 3rd, which happens to be the same day her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop. Word to the wise, as talented as Swift is, the president says she's no longer hot. Just FYI. Glenn Close has always been serious about doing whatever it takes for a role, even if she looks crazy like she did in Fatal Attraction, or is a cruel villain like in 101 Dalmatians. In her new film, The Summer Book, she is saving the production money on the wardrobe budget because she appears in her birthday suit. The 78-year-old actress told AARP Movies for Grownups that it was her idea to appear nude in the film, as her character says, "That's what people do in Finland," which is where the film is being shot. Road trip. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big. During the Drive into Fall event, you will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in patient or loved one's home, or an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found that the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is the best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Never.
You know, there's a 22-minute version of that song. If you want to hear it, we can play that. There really is. It was 22 minutes while I was a janitor at a radio station. I worked overnight. So I used to put on the 22-minute version and clean the building. And the program director said, if I hear that song again on the air, I'm going to crack the record in half. I said, okay. I never played it again. 627 WRJM Local News. Timeless hits on your Monday morning. I'm not much of a beer drinker. As a matter of fact, I never had a beer in my life. But this might be the reason why. The chemical compounds that cause a skunk smell in old beer are the exact compounds that actual skunks have in their spray. Maybe that's the reason I don't like beer. Maybe that's it. It's 627, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJM. We have a clear sky, 62 degrees now here at Radio Park.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
It's exactly 6:30. Good morning. Let's check our local news. And right now, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man is charged with attempted homicide after a shooting last week near 12th and Schiller. 52-year-old Renard Vincent Riley is accused of firing a rifle at close range, injuring another man in the abdomen. The victim did survive and is recovering in the hospital. Riley also faces charges of being a felon with a firearm, bail jumping, and obstruction. Naval Station Great Lakes had some protesters near its front gate over the weekend. Faith leaders and community groups held what they call an interfaith prayer march moving down Sheridan Road before rallying outside the Navy base. They were urging ICE to end operations in Illinois. Protesters were denouncing what they say are intimidation tactics by federal officials. Homeland Security says their enforcement actions in the Chicago region focus on public safety and law enforcement priorities. It's reported over 500 people have been arrested so far as part of the effort. What you see going up now in Mount Pleasant is called Fairwater. That's what they're calling the first phase of the Microsoft project. The second phase, announced last week, will result in the most powerful AI data center in the world operating in Racine County. Job numbers are tough to keep track of. Some estimates include construction, some just long-term jobs. The company says that by early next year, the data center will create about 500 full-time jobs. That's expected to grow to 800 once a second campus is completed. There are still plans for Microsoft to build a data center in Kenosha County. Earlier this year, the company bought 240 acres at I-94 and 142. and single-game playoff tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. After clinching the NL Central Division yesterday, the Brewers are guaranteed to play in the division series starting October 4th. Division title merch went up for sale yesterday online and at the team store. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
We've had an exceptional year for cool season perennial grasses due to plenty of rainfall timed during the summer slump. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're going to be talking with some pasture experts after this.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Jason Cavadini joins us. He's a grazing outreach specialist with the Division of Extension. He says this year has offered some of the best forage growth he's seen in a decade. Even more good news, September and October tend to be the best parts of the pasture's growing season.
It's just been an exceptional year for cool season perennial grasses. There's multiple reasons for that. We've had plenty of rainfall, and it's kind of been timed. So, like, typically, we think of cool season grasses, especially as we hear this term summer slump. This year, that was timed up with plenty of rainfall. And so the summer slump was pretty minor.
Extension grazing specialist Jason Cavadini says it's crucial to keep grasses and legumes in a leafy growing state, and that means managing mature growth carefully. You can find the full interview at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we're always tuned in to what you're listening to. If you missed a big story, don't worry, we've got your back. Here are the top five most listened to stories from this past week. At number five, from $5 to 35,000 mums, the blooming success of Honeymoon Acres. At number four, tips and tricks to keep ticks off your back. Number three, a new bill aims to help beginning farmers find land. At number two, cattle producers are urging folks to speak up against a proposed fee hike. And the number one most listened to story of the week, livestock markets also push back against what they're calling an excessive fee increase. Stick with us for more of the stories that matter most right here on the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Might want to pack along the umbrella just in case, as there is a chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-70s. A few showers and thunderstorms around tonight, a mild night with low temps in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 62.
I love women. I hate what we do in review sections. I do a lot of online shopping to feel whole. And I order many, many items. I read a ton of reviews because I'm very careful when I waste my time. And I will be on Bloomingdale's.com looking at some inordinately expensive t-shirt where a woman has written a review that says, I'm 5'1", 90 pounds, and swimming in a small. It's like, we get it. You've never broken a chair. Okay. Just say it runs large, okay? We don't need your stats, Nina. So after this woman called me fat on the internet, I retaliated, and I wrote my own review of the same t-shirt without having purchased it. And my review, I wrote, I'm 5'9". I graduated magna cum laude. I have a really big one bedroom, and I don't weigh myself. Post. 43 people found that helpful.
Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Faces that you find, a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
From the TV show of the same name, Secret Agent Man. Yeah, great show, too. Patrick McGoohan was the star of Secret Agent Man. Came out with James Bond, came out, and all those, you know, Secret Agent movies came out, and it was a good hit. Theme song helped make it a hit, too. Hey, we're officially 6 weeks out from Halloween, the spookiest time of the year, but
None of these things should be creepy, but they are. Someone asked people to name the normal things that creep them out, and they're not sure why, but they do. Like people who smile with wide eyes. When you're having a one-on-one conversation and the person keeps saying your name like, "Great point, Susan," instead of just "great point." "Great point, Donald." Oof, that scares me. When your cat or dog is staring at the corner of a room, you immediately think, "Are they looking at a ghost?" Any children's lullaby that's even sung a little too slowly. My daughter, I talked about this with the other day with her, and she used to have a song when she was a little kid, and one day the record player was running at the wrong speed, and it was playing slowly, and she was screaming in fear. To this day, she's in her 40s, she gets terrified when she hears that song. And playgrounds at night, especially if there's a swing set, and the swing starts moving just a little bit. Ooh, I get the chills thinking about it. Hey, don't forget about our new contest. It's our multi-state text to win contest. Kicks off at 7:06 this morning. Download the Civic Media app now and get ready to play, all right?
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Angel of the Morning, 6:45. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Sunshine with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today with high near 75. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, low 63. More possible tomorrow, high 73. Clear right now. It's a beautiful morning. 62 degrees. The sun coming up over Lake Michigan. And it's just a gorgeous morning here at Radio Park. All right. A kid near Philadelphia is in the news because he got some serious smarts. This 9-year-old kid is Aiden Wilkins. He skipped so many grades, he's already a sophomore in high school. Did I mention he's 9 years old, a sophomore in high school? He started taking neuroscience classes at a local college. Says he wants to be a DJ. Excuse me, he wants to be a pediatric neurosurgeon someday. I don't know. DJ sounds like more fun. but 9 years old, he's a sophomore in high school. Whoa, I think at 9 years old, I was still learning to tie my shoes and spell my name. It's been a long time. All right, coming up, don't forget we've got our multi-state text to win contest coming up. You can win cash and jewelry. Every day we're giving that away, cash and jewelry. And you'll be in the running for the green and gold prize. You get to see Green Bay take on Minnesota. That'll be good. I think it's November, that game. So that's the grand prize of the whole contest. Now, here's how it works real quickly. You download the Civic Media app. Do it now. Get it over with. Go to the App Store. It's free. It takes about 3 seconds to download. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations. Click on that. At the bottom, you'll see a text line. When I give you the keyword, a little after 7 o'clock, about 7:06 or so, when I give you the keyword, type that in and send it. All right? That's very important. We'll do one every, well, we got, 9 o'clock. Let me get the hours here. I'll give it to you in a few minutes. We have tons of them all day today. So you can do each time. You don't have to just this one time. So in the 7 o'clock hour, I'll give you that keyword. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Text it to us, and you're in the running for the daily prize, cash and jewelry, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, Green Bay taking on Minnesota. Should be a lot of fun. We're doing that for 2 weeks. So get ready. The multi-state text to win contest only here at Civic Media, WRJN. Hey, the morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
The Hospice Alliance Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind tranquil home setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice Alliance Hospice House, patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. It's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where quality of life and adding life to days is the priority of care. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options. Like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, local news, timeless hits to WRJN Sunshine today. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75. Right now, don't worry about it. Clear. The sun's coming up 62 degrees right here at Radio Park, where it's time for Odd But True. Adolf Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1939, but the prize ended up not being awarded to anyone because of World War II breaking out. You know, the one Hitler started. Yeah, that one. Don't forget, it's our statewide, multi-state text-to-win contest. It's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. We kick it off for 2 weeks. We're going to have a keyword for you so you can win cash and jewelry. Download the Civic Media app right now and get ready to win with WRJN.
My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world, just to know where I'm at without her. Still, that lucky day when she came.
Planes, my baby loves love and local news, timeless hits at WRGN 656. It's a Monday already. My goodness, what happened to the weekend? Sunshine today, a slight chance of showers and thunder bumpers with a high near 75. Right now, a clear morning, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. So this woman in Michigan had to be rescued by the police after she climbed inside an outhouse toilet because she wanted to retrieve her Apple Watch that had fallen in. First responders showed up and found her in the muck. They got her out, for better or worse. She did manage to retrieve that disgusting now watch. Could you imagine putting that back on your wrist again? No way. Don't forget, it's our statewide multi-state text to win contest. We're kicking it off a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Download the Civic Media app right now. They're listening for the keyword coming up a little after 7.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man,
when you're
Seasons Opus 17, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, if you're a morning person, this is useful news for you. If you're a night owl, maybe not. Study found that if you want to lose weight, early morning workouts might be the best, specifically between 7 and 9 a.m., like right now. It looked at more than 5,000 people's exercise habits. The one who worked out in the morning tended to have a slimmer waistline and a lower body mass index. Well, first of all, define exercise. If it's anything like you got to get up and start moving body parts, I'm out of it. It's exactly 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump spoke at an emotional hours-long memorial for Charlie Kirk before a jam-packed State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
I know I speak for everyone here today when I say that none of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk. And neither now will history.
Kirk's widow, Erica, preached love.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Erica Kirk told supporters she's forgiven her husband's assassin. During his speech, President Trump teased an administration announcement today on autism.
Because obviously there was something really wrong, and we think we know what that is. It's going to be, I think it's going to be.